Because of the fantastic and overwhelming response and appreciation of these programs by the participants, we have decided to organize a national event on Harmony in the Home in Croke Park on November the 11th. And Miriam, we are very honored to have the key speaker with none other than the President of Ireland, Mary McAleese, who will do an input and a lecture during this event.
And what's going to be different about this event as opposed to the normal Harmony in the Home seminars that you run?
During the national event, we will launch a new book on Harmony in the Home, Questions and Answers, a very simple book, a very practical book, written by Sister Kathleen, myself, and also Dr. Justin Brophy, who is a consultant psychiatrist and one of the leading family law barristers, Anne Dunn, in the country. She answers many of these questions. And the questions in the book are based on questions that we've been asked by the participants in our many, many programs which we have organized during the last 10 years.
What are the frequently asked questions?
Well, many of the questions are related to conflict in the home. Now, we believe that conflict can be very productive and helping, and can help people to have better relationships. I studied under Paulo Freire, the Brazilian intellectual revolutionary, and he said that conflict is the midwife of awareness or growth. And we've seen that, you know, people are not aware of the importance of how to handle conflict in a productive way and not in a destructive way. So we present a technique or a little method of handling conflict. It's called speaker-listener technique. And we illustrate that in a lecture form, and also with the help of a video during which a man and a woman who are in conflict put into practice what we are lecturing. Now, we know from our evaluations that this method is very, very productive. The other questions are dealt with are questions about the legal aspects of home life. What about retention, barring order, and all these things that Anne Dunn, the barrister, deals with? Justin Brophy talks about how to handle young adults and teenagers in the home, which is very important. He also deals with questions about intrusion of neighbours. And also, there's a question there about Ireland and the home in terms of the multicultural society that we live in. How can homes deal with those neighbours that are coming in from different countries, and how to relate to them? So it's a very practical type of book. Questions and answers. The answers are very precise. We left out the jargon. We get down to the nitty-gritty of how to help people to have harmony, serenity, and peace in their homes. Now, I think that's very important, because home life is under threat, as you probably know, and people just don't know what to do. And help is there for them through this national event on Harmony in the Home and through the book on Questions and Answers and Harmony in the Home.
What about the people who come, though? I mean, is it exclusively only for married couples?
No, Miriam, I think that's what makes our programs special. We acknowledge that there are many different models of home life. We have the traditional model, other homes where we might have where there are partners and siblings and people in second and third relationships living together. And we also include, and would like to include, religious homes where we have religious of all different orders living together, because we're all trying to build up our home no matter what situation we're in. We are indeed very inclusive in our approach to and our service to home life. By home, we mean every and any situation where people live under the same roof.
The aim of the national event is to celebrate home life and to attempt to regain and underline the importance of home life as the most important institution in the Irish society. We believe, and we're passionate in our belief, that attitudes, beliefs, feelings and behaviour patterns that are acquired in the home are difficult to change in later life. So it's important for us to help people and help the Irish society to avoid the issue of a valueless society, because if we have a valueless society, I think we're in serious difficulties.
And for anyone now listening at home, you know, who is experiencing conflict in the home, is there any small tip or a bit of advice that, you know, you could give them?
One of the most important things is to realize that conflict is normal. Chairs and tables don't fight. Living beings don't fight. And, you know, the other thing I think to remember is that the more frequent the interaction and the more intensive the interaction, the greater the possibility of conflict. So conflict is normal. Nothing unusual about it. But what is important for people to do in conflict is to listen actively. That means listen to the emotions, not just the words. You know, we wouldn't have time to go through all this, but we will do it at the national event. And I assure people who are experiencing conflict, if they come along to this national event, they will go away with a possibility of addressing the conflict they're experiencing in a productive way.